you know, again, on the road to start it. I think Major League Baseball got it right. Yeah, for the home opener on April 8th, Tuesday, April 8th.
Agreed.
So, you know, the fact they had 80-degree weather yesterday, man, it was perfect for the game. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're expecting a little bit of not great weather over the weekend, but not horrible weather either. Just kind of looking at the long-term forecast. And then San Diego is like as perfect as you get. Like, they get June gloom. That's the only thing they get that's bad. And that's because it's a little cloudy in the morning during June. I kill for June gloom being our only weather problem here in Northeast Ohio. So, and then you got Los Angeles. They'll head off there next weekend. So,
oh, wow. You want a little bit of news?
Yeah, give me some news.
Kent State head coach Rob Senderoff signing a 6-year deal to stay with the Golden Flashes.
Oh, he's going to stay.
He's okay. Going to stay.
There was a lot of talk about him going to Fordham over the last couple days. Well, good for them. I'm happy for him. I'm glad that – I hope he got a – you know, that job is not an easy job. I mean, they had a silly lawsuit against one of their former head coaches who had the opportunity to move on forward. Like, no one in the world I don't understand why that happened. So hopefully, well, good job, Kent State, because you're rebuilding the faith in the program, I think, nationally. I mean, let's be honest, that lawsuit they had a couple years ago against Geno Ford made Kent not only look super cheap, but, like, what are they doing? Especially when you were on the heels of, you know, the Elite Eight run, and, you know, that had just happened, I don't know, recently before that. But good for Kent State. So they extended Rob, huh?
Mm-hmm. 6-year deal from what it looks like, according to multiple reports.
And then what? Fordham has the former University of Akron AD is at Fordham now. So it sounded like, you know, there were multiple reports. Well, I don't know if there was multiple. I saw one for sure. There was a report that he was going to Fordham. So he's a good dude. Done a great job with that program. Has been stable. I mean, how often did we see that Kent State job just change over and over? They had good coaches, but when they had success, teams would leave, or coaches would leave all the time. So good for Rob, good for Kent State. I give you a bravo and a pat on the back to my alma mater, which I get critical of sometimes because I just think there are opportunities for that school to be bigger and better with athletics, and sometimes they just drop the ball immensely. But this time it sounds like they did something right, and congratulations to them. There are a couple issues going on with the football team right now. We'll see how that plays out, but good for them. Good for Rob. Good for Rob. I mean, he's a good coach who knows what he's doing. And let's face it. I mean, he's playing in one of the most antiquated gyms in the country. You know, they deserve better. I still go back, and I know Jeff and I talk about this every once in a while. I wish there was a way that they could have kept the Coliseum and that Akron and Kent could have shared that venue. Although it's not on campus. That's the problem. Like, yeah. I get it. I understand why you want it on campus. But I also understand that, like, I don't know. Dick Stadium feels like it's 10,000 miles away from campus, too, when you go down to Kent State, too. And, I mean, we sit here and we talk about, you know, Kent or Akron or even Cleveland State sometimes. And Ohio State gets, you know, all the love when football season rolls around because they're the biggest school in the state and they've got a chance to win a national championship. I look at Kent State and I'm like, man, it's either the second or third biggest school in the state most years when it comes to higher education. And I always say, I don't understand why Kent can't be as competitive as schools with smaller enrollment. Like, it just doesn't make sense, but that's an investment in their athletic program. So, again, they made an investment by keeping their coach this time, so good for them. And congratulations to Rob Senderoff and his family on a contract extension there. Good for him.
I will give you...
That was Flash's talk, which we normally don't do a whole lot
I know
about.
Nothing about this, so I'm going to go give you the Blazing Saddles Taggart ditto.
Good job.
That's all. That's what I'm going to do. You did the Hedley Lamar, I'll do ditto.
I thought for sure he was going to Fordham. Like, everything I was reading, I was like, oh, he's out. He's out. But good. How about something positive for Kent State Athletics? I like it. Let's take a couple phone calls on the Guardians, too. We're talking about how the season opened, and Anthony's in Cleveland Heights. Heights high!
Heights high!
Heights high!
Heights high!
So, okay, so on the Guardians, a couple things that I jotted down yesterday. You know how one way you win games on the road in Major League Baseball, your pitching staff gives up one walk all game. That's a good thing.
Good point, yep.
The second thing is on Class A, because I know the freak out has commenced already, his ERA last year was an otherworldly .060. Mm-hmm. Good luck finding another closer that's going to give you that ERA. The projections that are out there are around 2.2 to 3, around 3 for an ERA. So There's going to be some regression because there has to be from a 0.6 ERA.
Sure.
Relax. You know, the guy's still got a 100-mile-an-hour cutter. So that's the second thing I'll say.
Okay.
And then the last thing, you talked about the lineup. So this is going to be my hot take, a little mildly hot take. You can, because you did talk about the lineup and the position sure. and so forth. You know, Noel did strike out with the bases loaded in the first inning yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder what he would, how he would do batting ninth. After Rocchio, before Kwan, Ramirez, Lane Thomas, and Santana. You know, if Rocchio's going to start getting on base more with contact, you know, maybe he gets marginally better pitches there, and that might mean an extra 5 or 7 home runs this year or something of that vicinity. That's my only thing is how he would do protected like that, especially if Rocchio starts making contact. Then they might give him, you know, you're talking a little bit marginally better pitches that might be a benefit to him.
If anything, might get him to, you know, maybe start walking a little bit more, swing and miss a little bit less. But that's always kind of been his MO. You know, he swings a bunch, but when he gets a hold of it, it flies. I don't know. I could get behind that. The only thing with it is I feel like you're treating him like a catcher, and I don't think he's a catcher. You know, and by treating him like a catcher, I mean the idea that it's either home run or bust with this guy, and anytime he's standing on first base, you're like, oh, wow, a bonus. And I don't think Noel is that bad.
He's fun. Jess in Hudson. Hi, Jess.
All right, Jess.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
Got a couple comments about the guards, but yeah. First of all, I got to say I'm driving along, and it must be my lucky day. Like, I found a $10 bill in the couch cushions.
Nice.
You know, I'm surfing the radio dial, and I stumble onto you guys, and you're actually talking about baseball instead of jabbering on about the Browns. Like usual, but thank you.
Anyway. That's okay. Oh, so you called, you wanted to talk about, you know, what was going on yesterday at Chipotle. That's why you called?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to make sure.
That may or may not have been the first hour of this show.
That's all right.
That's the case. I'm sorry.
So how do you feel about Kirk Cousins, Jess? Keep going.
Who?
Keep going.
All right. So, getting to the game yesterday, I agree that Kwan bunting in that situation with two on, nobody out was ill-advised because you're taking the bat out of his hands.
You're good people.
And they were down by 2 runs. I think I misspoke earlier, but they were down 2 runs at that point.
In any case, but what was more baffling was that Quintero didn't give Hosey a free pass with first base open.
That's a good
point.
That's why I
thought the bunt was stupid because, you know, they're just going to pitch around Hosey. Anyway,
but it's that whole thing of I got my ace on the hill in Cole Reagans. He's settled down a little bit. He's starting to look better. Let's see what he can do against the best of the best. Like, I can kind of see Quintero's thought process there, but you're right. I probably, you know, second guessing the manager and all, I probably would have walked him.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the Hosey not getting pitches, you know, they, for some inexplicable reason, they dumped a guy, a number 4 hitter with over 30 homers, over 100 RBIs over the off season for a ham sandwich. Why? I just have no earthly idea why they would do such a thing.
So Jess, the only thing that I've seen on this and have read on it was the idea that they weren't going to sign him long term. And so they were trying to get something for it, and that was the best something that was available. Trust me, I saw he had a pretty good game in Arizona last night too.
Well, good for him. I wish him well. I loved the guy, man. He was you know, he had a good heart, a good soul, but you couldn't get more for him than some ragarm pitcher with an over 6 ERA. That's hard to believe. At least keep him on the roster. Trade him in the middle of the season if you're out.
He might have more value. Yeah, Jess, that's a great point. Jess and Hudson, thank you. Appreciate your phone call. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Okay, other opening day observations, my friend.
I love the uniforms. I'm thrilled we're back to the old print on the uniforms. I'm thrilled with all of those things. That was the other thing that stuck out just watching around the league.
Whose uniforms I love? Dodgers. The Dodgers?
Yeah.
Do you like
the golds?
Yeah, I did like the golds.
Interesting.
Yesterday.
The lady friend was not sold on the gold. I was fine with it. It's good. But I also really like the Dodger blue. I think the Dodger blue is one of the coolest colors in baseball. So I think they'll go back to it and all that stuff. I hated the Royals hats. I thought the powder blues looked cool. I hated the white with the gold on it that the Royals had because it made it hard to see the KC. That drove me nuts. Trying to think of the other stuff that stood out to me. Good for Adley Rutschman. Hitting two bombs yesterday, too. Can you tell I had like four screens going with baseball games and I'm like scrolling through my head?
How many? I mean, by the way, I think the light blue Kansas City hat looks like a softball hat.
I didn't like the white in front of it because I couldn't see the KC like that. And I think the Kansas City Royal logo looks really cool. Like the KC with the, in the cross.
Did you see their spring training hat that had the wave through the middle of it?
Shoot. I don't believe
they're hot sellers here. If you can look at my screen,
I'll have to find it. Yeah, I don't know if I can twist your hang
that's
on. Let
yeah,
see.
You can see it. It's kind of another softball kind of hat. Yeah,
that's
too.
I wouldn't rush on that one.
Yeah, that's like Kevin's bar.
Mackenzie Gore threw really well for the Nats. That was cool to see. It was good to see him get some run. I hope he throws well this season. He's really fun. He was a big prize in the Juan Soto trade for them. I'm trying to think of other stuff that stood out to me. It was just great to have it back. Honestly, too, in the hot take zone that's going to make you grumpy, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe Buck did a really nice job on that game with the Yankee Brewer game. I thought Joe Buck did a really nice job.
I didn't catch any of it, so just so you know, I'm just making you feel better.
In the hot take zone of people who can't stand Joe Buck, I thought he did well.
All right, I'm going to throw you should I do it right now? This is food for thought. Maybe if we get a chance, we'll come back.
But more than anything, I think the number one thing I would say for yesterday, the old uniforms are back. The big letters are back.
Yeah.
The big numbers are back. They looked like baseball uniforms, and to my knowledge, nobody ripped their pants.
Congratulations. Excellent job.
That's the bar. Excellent. Don't rip your pants.
All right, let's talk Cavs when we come back. Man, was that game like over-refereed yesterday or what? They won. I'm not complaining, but I just got tired of seeing the officials in the second half. 216-474-0092. When we come back, Danny Green, super friend of the show, Odyssey Sports, NBA Insider, next.